This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Yahoo Finance Daily, a daily update on the top business, finance, and stock market news from around the world. Let's jump into today's stories.
Here is the Yahoo Finance Market Watch for Wednesday, March 22nd. U.S. stocks moved higher Tuesday following U.S. and European efforts to stabilize the banking system. The S&P 500 climbed 1.3%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained nearly 1%. Contracts in the technology-heavy NASDAQ Composite jumped 1.6%. Bond yields are rising, potentially indicating less of a recessionary impulse from the banking system, according to the U.S. Market Intelligence Team at J.P. Morgan. The yield on the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury note rose 3.6% Tuesday. On the front end of the yield curve, 2-year yields jumped to 4.2%. The moves Tuesday come on the heels of the Federal Reserve's all-important interest rate decision Wednesday. Its policy meeting kicked off Tuesday. To stem the fallout from the turmoil in the banking sector, the U.S. government is exploring ways to guarantee all bank deposits, an effort that wouldn't need Congress to pass a new law, Bloomberg reported. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said at an event Tuesday morning that the government could backstop more deposits if necessary for smaller lenders. The Federal Reserve's Policymaking Committee will take center stage Wednesday. On the heels of the banking crisis, central bank officials face a tough decision of whether to raise interest rates again or take a pause amid the turmoil in the banking sector. With Credit Suisse's solvency no longer a major concern after the weekend's forced marriage between UBS and Credit Suisse, U.S. regional banks remain an area of focus. J.P. Morgan is reportedly leading talks with other banks about efforts to stabilize First Republic after last week's $30 billion deposit lifeline failed to restore confidence. Shares soared nearly 30% Tuesday after sinking 47% Monday. Other regional bank stocks making gains Tuesday include PacWest Bancorp, Zions Bank Corporation, Western Alliance Bank Corporation, and Regions Financial. Big bank stocks also rebounded, including Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup. Here are other trending tickers on Yahoo Finance. Amazon. The company plans to make deeper cuts to its workforce, laying off 9,000 more employees in the coming weeks, CEO Andy Jassy announced in a memo to staff on Monday. The move comes after 18,000 workers were laid off earlier this year. Amazon stock was up nearly 3% Tuesday. Digital World Acquisition Corp. Digital World Acquisition is a SPAC expected to merge with former President Donald Trump's Trump Media and Technology Group. The stock witnessed volatility after Trump said he expected to be arrested on Tuesday over alleged hush money payments in 2016. Tesla. The EV maker's credit rating got a boost from Moody's Investor Research as Tesla's credit outlook changed to stable. Shares rallied 8%. And On Holding AG. The sportswear company posted a better-than-expected earnings report with strong sales and margin expansion. For the latest market news, visit yahoofinance.com and follow us on social media at Yahoo Finance.
For more live coverage of business, finance, and stock market news, please visit yahoofinance.com. We'll be back tomorrow morning with your daily update. So until then, thanks for listening.
spoken layer.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.